Thank you for being with us here today at the CGMF Prayer Line. It's February 10th, 2014, and today we're going to talk about Made and Bought by Him. As we continue on the theme, Through the Blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil, as we've been discussing the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus, and talking about all the different things that Christ has done for us through the blood, and even in Old Testament patterns, what was shown considering the power of the blood. I want to talk to you about a boy today. A young boy who made a boat. This young boy carved a boat. It was beautiful, it was gorgeous. And he took it down to the ocean and he let it sail. And he watched it and enjoyed seeing that boat just go beautifully upon the ocean waters. But then the winds changed. And that boat went out to sea and he lost it. It carried it out. He couldn't recover it. He went home without it. The next high tide, though, brought the boat back again. But this time, he wasn't there. Somebody else found it. A man walking along the seashore found the boat, inspected it, and thought it was so beautiful, and took it to a local shopkeeper, and the shopkeeper bought it, cleaned it up, and put it in his window. Price to sell. A few days later, the boy who had made the boat went by that shopkeeper's window and saw the boat for sale and knew it was his. But he had no way to prove it. So if he wanted it back, he was going to have to buy it back. He set about to work to make extra money through washing cars, mowing lawns, and other kinds of tasks. When he finally raised the necessary funds, he walked into the shop and bought back his boat. It had taken some sacrifice. It had taken some time. But he was so excited when he was able to take that boat into his hands and hold it to his breast, say, you're mine. I made you and I bought you. Picture yourself, if you will, as that boat. You may feel inadequate or worthless. Yet God thought you were worth enough that he made a way through the blood of Christ and through the mercy of Christ at Calvary to bring you back into the Father's bosom and to know the grace of God. You were made, but you were also brought back. Despite what the world had done, despite how life had caused you to go the wrong way maybe, or you found yourself lost in the direction of whatever was transpiring in your little world, God made a way for you, revealed himself to you, and now you're a new creature in Christ Jesus through faith in his name. His blood makes a way for you. And today I want you to know that through the blood of Jesus, he has redeemed you out of the hand of the devil. Nobody else owns you anymore. Nobody else has possession of you. You're not a slave to this world. You are set free. You are a conqueror through Christ, who has set you free, the book of Romans says. And today, he wants to help you, strengthen you, and be your friend that sticks closer than a brother each and every day. He won't betray you like human friends. He won't stab you in the back. He won't do things in misdirection. He won't use sleight of hand to deceive you. Satan does that. God will bless you, secure you, and show his love to you. Today is the day. Call upon his name, would you? Continue in your walk of faith and always allow God to progress. And know that he has never failed you and he's not going to let you down. You've been bought with a price. You're special in the Lord's hands. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that the Lord made me and bought me, and I am fully his. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. And I'm going forth in praise to him today, knowing that despite what seems to be, even in difficult hours, God is working things out for me. As the scripture tells me, that despite the difficulties of life, the Lord will help me to find a way of escape. He'll help me to find that detour, change, or alteration course that gets me back on the right path, even when life's difficulties get the best of me. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, that you bought me by the grace of Calvary. I pray that story blessed you and I know you can relate to it. I can relate to it. And I pray that today that you recognize the depth of God's love and what he has done for you. You know, it's a good thing to know the Lord and the power of his name. And wherever you are in your relationship with God, continue to allow him to teach you and to guide you. And find that place in him to be able to see through the eyes of faith and understand all the depth of God's love and what he has for you. There's some wonderful tools out at the CGMF prayer line, but there's wonderful tools on our website as well. And if you'll go on our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com, there's some great messages, study materials. Take advantage of them. And there's a link to some great places and websites that you can go to that can help you as well. Or you can get to be a part of our own Bible study groups, or call us for any help you might need at 646-926-0401, or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. It's great to have you with us today. God bless you. Thank you for being with us on the prayer line.